where it belongs. For too long, American workers were forgotten by their government, and I mean totally forgotten. Their interests were pushed aside for global projects, and their wealth was taken from their communities and shipped across the world, all across the seas. My administration has offered a new vision. The well-being of the American citizen and worker will be placed second to none. And boy, do I mean second to none. Since day one, I have been fighting for the hardworking people of this country. And this week, we took historic action to continue delivering on that promise. We did so in one of the many proud industrial towns of our nation, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the men and women of Snap-on, who make American tools for workers around the world, they were there, and they loved what they heard, and they loved what they saw. In Wisconsin, I signed an executive order to buy American and hire American. I took historic action to ensure that federal projects are made with American goods and to keep American workers and companies from being cheated out of contracts by countries that break the rules and break every regulation in the book to take advantage of the United States. That's not going to happen anymore. I also took action to reform our immigration system so that it puts the needs of American workers first. The duty of government is to represent the citizens of the United States, and that is what we will do. Whether it's removing job-killing regulations, protecting our borders, or unleashing American energy, we are keeping our promises and delivering for the American worker. During my visit, I talked about how America is a nation that honors work. We honor grit. We honor craftsmanship. We honor the skilled tradespeople who turn rock and steel and iron and cement into works of art and grace and beauty. There's tremendous talent there, believe me. The wrench and ratchet are not only tools, but instruments that help build cities out of deserts and send ships across the ocean. And the tools of craftsmen and the masons are just as important as the tools of the doctor and the dentist or the CEO or even the tools of politicians, believe it or not. And their work is every bit as noble. They take pride in their jobs, and we take pride in them. No longer will the concerns of these hardworking Americans go unanswered. By making government answer to our citizens, we are removing the limits on our future and setting free the dreams of our people. As long as we do this, optimism will continue to soar, hope will continue to spring, and this country we love will grow stronger and stronger day by day. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.